Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hi, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Rhys Waters. With me is Jesse Harley. We're doing election coverage. Normally we don't do election coverage, but this is just some special episodes for the election coverage, and we will go back to the normal format where we investigate funny stories in Canadian politics sometime after the election.
How's your speed today?
Good.
I saw you talking with your drug dealer outside in the parking lot.
So I mainlined some sherbet. Snorted a Tide Pod.
Some moon mist right into your veins. Yeah. Did you know that moon mist ice cream is uniquely Maritimes?
It is. Yeah. I don't know what flavor it's supposed to be.
I don't know either, honestly.
I've never seen mist on the moon, so it's hard to work out what they were trying to achieve.
But anyway. I went to Hatfield Farms with my nephews recently, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. There was petting zoos, and we went, and the kids loved it. They had a great time. Their little kitty zip.
Kids love touching animals.
They do. And there's ghosts. Anyway, on the way back.
There were ghosts.
There were goats. Goats.
There were ghosts.
Anyway, on the way back, I'm like, I'll buy some ice cream. And he goes, want some ice cream? And of course, everyone's like, fuck yeah, let's ice cream. Okay, my nephews didn't say, fuck yeah, let's get ice cream.
Give me some ice cream,
Uncle
prick.
Jesse. Oh, it sounds just like
shit out of you.
That sounds just like my nephews. Jesus, you've hung out with them, haven't you?
They sound great.
Yeah. Fuck yes, I want some ice cream, you fucking prick.
Yeah. Don't skimp on the sprinkles. You dick.
Anyway, this is a really shitty story. I just realized, but like they scooped the largest. They even have a warning sign like we scoop big, but like they got a medium and the medium was.
That's a good t-shirt. We scoop big.
We scoop big. Anyway, I realized after like halfway through the story that like, oh, this is a really boring story about like a place that gives you really big ice cream. That's it. That's the whole story. Enjoy. Hope you liked that.
This is basically an advert for Hatfield Farm where you get big ice cream scoops.
But you have no idea. It was monstrous. Monstrous. Mm. Like unnecessarily large.
I wanted to, this is something that is upset me.
Uh-oh.
So
Reese never gets upset.
Aaron O'Toole has hired UK consultants who helped Brexiteers win.
What's a Brexiteer?
Someone who supported Brexit in the UK. One of the things that really upset me, and wasn't the only reason, but was one of the many reasons why we decided to move to Canada.
Because right now, it's like the apocalypse in the UK. McDonald's ran out of milkshake. IKEA has run out of furniture. The supply chain is completely broken there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
IKEA has run out of furniture.
Certain kinds of furniture. Clabs. Okay, what's Glurbans. Schnubs. None of them.
Tell me more.
Gadubans. Kleifenkliffs. Mlalbs. All the classics. You can't get any of them.
Keep going.
Most people have to... You know, if I still lived in the UK right now, I'd be fast asleep on a Gluban. Living hell. So anyway, Aaron O'Toole has hired... The consultancy firm that did it, they...
Oh, my God.
They pulled off like a crazy election win.
So can we step back and you can tell me more about what the fuck is happening with supply chains over there? Like, I don't really understand this.
So the UK left the EU, having been a member of the European Economic Area for so long, mm-hmm. where goods and services would travel across the borders seamlessly.
But now it's not allowed.
But now it's not allowed.
Why is it like, I mean, you can still trade with countries. Like,
yeah, when you've got a trade deal. But the UK didn't get a proper trade deal.
Oh, wow.
And instead it's got loads of paperwork. So there's trucks with meat in the back rotting while they were waiting for paperwork to be filed.
Oh, my God. Oh, and, wow.
It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And new restrictions are coming in on meat and dairy on October the 1st.
Restrictions?
Yeah. Like, so they're phasing in more paperwork.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
And then also the
UK. So it's just gotten worse, is what you're saying.
UK agriculture is suffering because they can't export anything. So that all that stuff is stuck at the UK side. So, and the UK is a very small island with 60 million people on it, roughly.
So you left because this was insane.
And I didn't leave. When we left.
That was one of the reasons.
When we left 3 years ago, in my head, this was a nightmare scenario that might happen.
Oh, it hadn't happened yet.
It hadn't happened because the vote had happened and we moved like 3 months after the vote was decided. So 9 months after the vote was decided.
So this is your nightmare scenario come to reality.
Yeah, like exactly everything that I worried might happen. Not to say that I knew it would happen or I thought it would happen. A part of me was going, stop being paranoid. It would never happen. But it is happening.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the government's not really doing anything to fix it.
But. Wow.
Yeah. And they're trying to blame COVID, but you go to Ireland and the supermarkets are full because they're still in the EU. So,
holy shit.
Anyway, the people who did that, Aaron O'Toole's hired them to consult on the election.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're good at what they do. They convinced a country to do that to itself.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, right. Okay, so the... That's a real interesting spin on it, man. That's
what's that Pokemon meme? It hurt itself in confusion. Whatever.
I don't know, man. No, but that sounds funny.
Who's the recent prime minister who you hate?
Fucking Harper.
Stephen Joseph Harper.
Stephen Joseph Harper.
Where does he live again? Or where he used
to live? Dark side of the moon. It's where he lays his eggs.
Now you had a Halloween special.
Oh,
we should do another Halloween special. Really. We should do a totally new Halloween special for Aaron O'Toole this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you would like to think he's not involved in Canadian politics anymore, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Oh, God, no.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I know he still's got a fucking banging jazz band.
Has he got a jazz band?
It's not. I don't know if it's jazz. He's got a band where he plays piano, like really, really bad piano.
Has he just got the demo playing and he's like moving his fingers? that's what I used to do.
Yep, that's... God, I hope so. That would be so fucking funny.
Have you ever heard of the IDU?
IDU, is that like a sex thing?
No.
It's like a sex, a baby preventer? Is it...
So the IDU, what does this stand for? I'm trying to find it. Bloody acronyms.
It's a...
International Democrat Union.
Oh God, that's not what
I'm saying. It's a global alliance for the centre-right. And...
I don't know what that means.
So any centre-right parties around the globe, essentially any major economies with a centre-right party, like the Conservative Party in Canada, or the Conservative Party in the UK, or the Republicans in the US, or the Australian Conservatives, or any country where you have conservative organizations. It's all of those parties working together internationally to share resources to make sure right-wing parties get elected.
Wow.
So rather than they're working as an international team to make sure that that people keep electing their parties.
The liberals can't do that because they can't get off the couch. They're too depressed.
Exactly. He is the chairman of the IDU right now. So he,
Who is?
Stephen Joseph Harper.
Oh, fucking hell.
SJH. So he's currently Lord Ashcroft, who's...
Is Joseph actually his middle name?
Yes.
It is.
SJH. Yeah.
Stephen Joseph Harper.
Exactly. So, and this organization...
I swear to God, he almost looks human.
Yeah.
He pulled it off real well, honestly. He did. Yeah.
But anyway, so he's actually helping influence elections all around the world with this organization.
Amazing.
And will be sharing those resources back to Canada as well. He's the leader of this organization.
Jesus Christ.
But it's unclear who funds the IDU. It's kind of lost in the mist of clever accounting. But wealthy Republicans like the... You must have heard of the Koch brothers. Right pair of Kochs.
No.
So they helped fund.
Hold on, who? What?
The Koch brothers.
Yeah, no, I heard the name
K O C H.
Oh, what? Okay,
no, you got. There's a Koch. This is a Koch.
I don't fucking know. I've never heard of these people. Who? You can't just say that and then move on.
Harry and Liam Koch. Not the son of this.
Oh golly, Jesse! I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man.
Gee whiz, Reese, really? From the ad man?
Smell them, they're fresh.
Ads.
So the Koch brothers, they...
Hold on, who were the Koch brothers, man?
I think they were in the oil business and they lobbied heavily for like kind of a right libertarian angle with the government. So small government, low taxes. They spent $20 million to get tax changes done under Trump that saved them $1 billion. So they spent $20 million lobbying and supporting Trump. They also spent $900 million on policy and political battles heading into the 2016 presidential election, which Trump won. So they essentially supported anything that would allow them to pay less tax and get away with oil stuff.
Great. Fucking hell.
Well, they're kind of the treasurer of the IDU is Mike Roman, and he used to work for them. So they're kind of all connected. It's like big money business supporting...
More big money business.
More big money business. And they essentially pull together to help right-wing governments get elected. And, Stephen Joseph Harper, a.k.a. SJH, is the chairman of that organization. I don't know.
Fucking terrifying, man.
There might be liberal and left-wing organizations that do exactly the same, but I guarantee this one's got more money, without a doubt. The left-wing ones are just geography teachers meeting in kitchens.
So. That would be way more fascinating, honest to God. I would join
that.
This is
the 1%.
Yeah. Geography teachers meeting in kitchens.
Yeah. Also known as the 70%. These are the 1%. I thought that was an interesting...
It's terrifying.
...thing to talk about. So I do find it... I always wonder with this, though, is that does that count as international... Like, elections are supposed to be domestic. They're supposed to be funded and controlled and run... within the one country without outside foreign interference.
Oh, they'll find ways to do whatever the fuck they want, man.
To hire consultants from around the world to come in and do stuff, shouldn't you have to use...
I mean, yeah, you think. But like I said, they'll find a way. If they want to do it, they'll find a fucking way. They'll bend laws, they'll bend rules, they'll do whatever they want. You know, I mean, all political parties, by the way, all of them, the amount of corruption is, you know... Par for the course, man. Like you're not getting into politics to make the world a better place. You're getting into politics because you're fucking full of yourself.
I'm sure some people get into politics to make the world a better place.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
there are people who do get into politics. Some people do it because they like power and they like the idea of being powerful. And
I'd say that's the majority, honestly.
Some people do go into it to change the world. They just get lost on the way.
I'd say that's probably more accurate. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, sadly. But that's a different topic that's another rant for another day.
Yeah, but seriously, if someone's going to get elected, they're like, do you know what? imagine if I could change the world. Imagine if I could, in 200 years' time, people still talk about me as the person who did this thing, and I'm remembered. I think they go into it believing that and thinking that.
And, right, and then the broken, and then, corrupt system
and then they
drags
get stuck
them
up in
down.
Short-term, yeah. easy gain, and like, yeah. how much will this increase my pension by? Those right. kind of things.
Yeah, barf.
Yeah, barf. So, I can't believe you don't know who the Koch brothers are.
I'm so thankful I don't know who the Koch brothers are, honestly. Do you want to...
It sounds like a some kind of late-night act.
Oh, it does, too, right? Like, now on the stage for your enjoyment pleasure, your enjoyment pleasure, the Koch brothers, juggling cats.
Oh, there we go. There was Charles Koch, Frederick Koch, and Bill Koch.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Charles, Bill, and Fred, the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
Charles, Bill, and Fred.
And also David Koch.
Those are three names that people say when they can't think of names to say.
So their business, Koch Industries, was the largest privately held company in the United States.
You're shitting me.
Yeah, the largest privately held Koch in the United States. He was a libertarian. And in 1980, he was the libertarian candidate.
What is a libertarian?
What is a libertarian? That's a good point. A libertarian is a political party in the United States that promotes civil liberties, non-interventionism, laissez-faire capitalism, and limiting the size and scope of government.
I don't know what any of that shit means.
It means you don't like governments and you just want to be left alone to do your own thing and own lots of guns. Actually, do you know what, though? I'm being unfair because we did our political campus thing where you answer the questions and I'm very libertarian, but also at the same time very communist. Which I find very hard to process. I don't know what to do with that information.
I wouldn't expect you to be communist, but then again, you are one strange banana.
I said I was a libertarian communist, and I thought that was a ridiculous thing.
This is after doing an online quiz?
Yeah. Also known as anarcho-communism, where everybody shares, I guess, but nobody tells each other to share. Everybody decides to share.
Yeah, that always works out really well.
Yeah. Anyway, something bit me. Jesse.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
I think a mosquito just bit me in the studio. It works for Stephen Joseph Harper. Stephen Joseph Harper just laid eggs under my skin. Anyway, if you'd like to lay eggs under our skin.
Oh, God.
Send us an email.
Is that the end of the episode?
That's the end of the episode.
Okay, so to continue.
This is great election coverage.
This is a great election coverage. Oh, my God. Yeah.
To continue, Aaron O'Toole is using the people who helped Brexit win in Canada.
Yeah, we didn't really even talk about that. We didn't really touch about
the article was about a paywall, so. I just grabbed the headline and the subhead.
Are you fucking serious?
I did look into it, and I did find the company. But. That was all it was. They'd hire I don't know which ads they're doing and what they're doing. That's all obviously top secret right now. But
this is to help Aaron become Prime Minister of Canada.
Yes.
By using the same people who made Brexit, the thing that's this fucking destroying.
Well, they weren't solely
the
responsible, but they were one of the effective strategy people behind
for
it.
For destroying the UK.
Economy.
Yeah, like actually destroying it, and like people are starving and going without.
No one's starving.
Yes,
it's just that
it's on the way.
It's, you know, it's a well developed Western country, but suddenly people are now like, oh, they used to be able to buy whatever they want, whenever they want,
Right.
And now they're like, oh, I can't buy that right now. Or, oh, no, I can't get that. And certain things are just, yeah.
Wow.
Which you don't expect. It's kind of. I just don't know how long it'll be till people are queuing for bread and all those kind of things.
The level of insanity that this planet illustrates on a continual basis blows my fucking mind, honest to God. But that's neither here nor there. That's just depressing as fuck.
Well, it's amazing how people vote against their own interests so often.
I know, yeah.
But,
I think capitalism is destroying everything we hold dear about humanity. But that's, again, a different topic.
I wouldn't know about that because I'm a libertarian communist. Or a libcom.
And a leftist foreigner.
Leftist foreigner.
Yeah.
If you know what a libertarian communist is and how I don't even know what to do with that information, let me know.
Yeah. Send us an email at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. I'm really low on energy. I drank a bunch of coffee and I just kind of like...
Jesse's flatlined. Yeah, so I think now is the time to go.
Okay. Call to action. We'll continue from last time. Please, the call to action, if you're like raring to do something for us, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a funny review. And if you do, email us a screenshot of your review so we know who you are, with instructions, and we will send you a personalized ringtone for your cell phone. You'll have to figure out how to install it. We don't know how to do that fucking shit. But like,
we'll give us suggestions about what you'd like us to do for that ringtone.
Yeah. So like, set funny review on Apple Podcasts.
I got an idea. I'll say ring and then you say ring. Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Imagine that. That could be your ringtone.
That's horrible ringtone. That's not a, you don't, do you not know what a personalized ringtone is? It's not just us saying ring.
Should be.
That's why you said everyone can get one, because you thought it would be so easy. No, dude. This is going to be like, it's not just us saying
ring. Hi, Sharon. Answer your phone.
Sharon, answer your fucking phone.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Answer your phone.
Sharon, answer your goddamn phone, Sharon.
Sharon.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sharon.
Sherry's a Sharon.
You've let everyone down once again.
People are watching you, Sharon.
Sharon.
Oh my God, man. Are you just going to... Sharon, what is wrong with you?
Sharon, did you ever think you'd have a ringtone that would destroy your confidence?
Fuck you, Sharon.
See, that could be your phone. I'm really sorry, Sharon. It's really mean. We'll do them nicer.
We love you, Sharon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.